General Failure podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 196 of the General Failure podcast for the week of September 18th, 2019, brought to you by RadioHaver.com. This week, we get classic, Trivium crit fails its way into the record books, and get ready for the General Failure launcher. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
Hey.
And CJ.
Is it like a shirt launcher?
Yeah,
it's almost
cannons.
Shirt cannons.
Have you seen like people fuck up and they'll like get launched off a shit or like drop it and just like such shabam?
Like Maud Flanders when she got killed.
Shooting people in the
audience. This week we kill Maud Flanders again.
Boom. Hey. So start off like we usually do with what are you playing? Dom, CJ, you both are playing something?
We are. We're both playing the same game, and it's not even new.
I mean, it's not.
Is it a mobile game?
It's like 3 years old.
Is it really?
I think so. No, it's not a mobile game.
Oh, okay, good.
The date on the release date was like September 4th or something.
But anyway,
let's see what it is.
It's probably not 3 years, but it's a couple years. So we've been playing Dead Cells because it's free on
May 10th, 2017.
I don't fucking. All right, so that's probably when they just put it on the store.
Yeah, two and a half years. So it's free on Game Pass, as is all the other good stuff. So I downloaded it like last week, and I've been meaning to play it since it came out because everyone talks about how great it is. Yep. And I've played it a little bit, but I never got a chance to like buy it and play it. But now that it's free, I downloaded it and installed it on my computer.
Now I'll take it.
And I've been playing it. And like, just as everyone says, it's fucking great. It's fast paced.
So what kind of game is it?
It's like it's in retro, like 8-bit style. But it's like a hack and slash RPG.
But it's also a side scroller.
Yeah. It's really difficult to explain. It's a 2D side scroller. It's kind of a Metroidvania style game. The cool thing about it is it blends a lot of different genres together.
Yeah. It does.
So you start off as basically a dead body, and headless dead body, because you something happened and you got your head chopped off, like someone cut your head off like an executioner.
Oh damn.
And I'm sure the purpose of the game is to go get your life back or something, but you just go through different areas. There's a bunch of piles of dead bodies that are all of your dead bodies, so like every time you die you just go all the way back to the beginning of the thing and lose fucking everything. You get like temporary upgrades, your different weapons and things, and you collect souls. And the souls you trade in for upgrades, you can trade in for new weapons and stuff.
Permanent upgrades too.
Yeah, there are permanent upgrades. Yeah.
Stuff that helps you like keep gold every single time you die. The more you upgrade them, like the more gold you can keep, or like the more souls you can.
Yeah,
keep
the more you can refill your health bottle, things like that. It's a really really fun game.
It is
fast paced action. I actually streamed it for about an hour the other night just because I was bored, so I was like, let's stream this. But it was just the game. I didn't do webcam or anything because my eyes are still all fucky. So
I was playing. Dom's got laser eyes now.
I got laser eyes now. Fun fact, when your cornea is getting roasted by a laser, it smells like burning hair.
Yummy.
Yeah.
They finally got that hair out of your eye.
They finally did. It only took 7 lasers.
That eyelash has been in there for years.
Yep. So, I mean, it's been out for a couple of years, and again, everybody loves it. I definitely recommend playing it because it's a shit ton of fun.
Yeah.
It's on like every platform. It's on Switch. It's on PC. It's on Xbox. I'm pretty sure it's on PS4 also.
It's on Linux.
It's got to be on Linux. Everything
is. If it's on Steam, it's on Linux. Yeah. It's really pretty though. Like it's a for a 16,
you're really pretty.
Thank you. like a 16-bit game or like whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It's just like the animations are really well done. That was something I noticed. It's just like, and it's funny because like the dude has no head, so he can't talk. So like, whoever put in the effort into those animations for the main character, like they put a lot of care into like body language.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Now, one thing I will say is it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Like, once you start leveling up and, like getting through other areas, it gets fucking hard. Like, don't, you know, you have to dodge roll and, you know, hit guys. And it's cool because, like, the weapons do different things. So I had a frying pan that automatically crit critical hit somebody when you were hitting them from the front, but from the front, you're severely at risk of getting hit.
Yeah.
I had a an ice blast that froze people temporarily until you hit them the first time, so I did get a dagger that did crit damage from behind. So I would freeze people, then roll behind them, and then crit them from behind and kill them like two shots. And I was doing really good like that for a while. And then I just got like swarmed by enemies at one point, and I was going too quick, and I got fucking massacred.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, for me, when you start the game, you always have like a sword, a bow, and a shield. And you can even like upgrade stuff so you get like random bows, so you can get better bows, but like they're random based on like which ones you've unlocked in the game. Mm-hmm. But when I first went through, I was like, all right, I'm gonna grab this sword, and then I'll have my backup or my secondary weapon as the bow. And I went through and I was like, this sucks, like the bow is just not,
it's
like,
trash.
Yeah, it's not, it's good garbage for this. So like I went back and I grabbed the shield and I went through, and I fucking love playing with a shield.
Really?
Like, I
ditch the shield as soon as I get the ice blast. Every time
parrying, oh my god, because the thing is, there's so many different types of enemies that are either like shooting at you, they can charge at you, and you can like, there's a roll attack that will like dodge, but there's also a parry attack if you have like a shield or something where you can block something and you can hit back at them. So if there's an archer that's shooting an arrow at you, you can, if you do it at the right time, you can hit the shield and it will shoot the arrow back at them. And there's a dude that lobs these like grenades at you.
Arrows work.
I know. But there's like a dude that like lobs these grenades at you, and like even if it's on the ground, you can walk up to it and it kind of like scoops it up and launches it back.
That's pretty funny. Shovel it back at him.
Are those the purple guys that throw those like purple grenades at you?
Purple grenades. Yeah. The thing the enemy that pissed me off the most were those worms that when you kill them, they like
they
drop
spread
all the,
everything,
the fucking like bombs everywhere, the grenades.
Yeah. Yep. Oh my god, I know.
Insane.
Yeah, those are awful.
But I mean, I'm loving the game. Yeah. And just, I don't know. I think I read it should take 2 hours to actually beat the game, but that doesn't mean you've done everything. Like the game itself is short to play, like the actual like map getting from the beginning to the end boss.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you actually beat the game, quote unquote, because there's like all these other things you can,
they can get into, you and have also to do, collecting yeah. everything. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it is. So it's a short game to play if you can actually get through it without dying.
well, which, that's why they made it extremely difficult.
Yeah. But it's a ton of fun. I definitely play
highly
it.
Recommend
you. It's always on sale too. Like you can get it for like $10 all the time, $15 bucks, something like that.
Yeah, I've seen it on sale.
But if you got the Game Pass, I mean, it's on there now. Go for it. I think it came out, like I said, like September 4th.
Something like that, yeah. It was recent that it came out. Yeah.
So, go check out Dead Cells. Moving on, I got some nerd news. So, Trivium Studios, they're a gaming company. They make board games, video games, handheld stuff. So, they were driving in Georgia, where their studios, where it is. And they took a turn too quickly. But the problem was not that the car flipped over or anything. Everyone's fine. It's the stuff in the back, which was 3 pallets of Chessex six-sided gaming dice.
Six-sided
gaming dice.
D6s.
For an unannounced tabletop game they were making.
Nice.
And it went all over the highway.
They announced that shit everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So about 216,000 dice, six-sided dice, fucking littered a highway. Interstate 75. In Atlanta, which Atlanta already has enough problems with traffic to begin with.
Yeah.
Yes.
And apparently they also made a Guinness Book of World Record by doing this by accident, because they just rolled the most six-sided dice ever.
Is that how they spun it?
Yep.
I saw one headline that was like, game studio breaks Guinness Book of World Records by rolling a perfect 973,000.
Yep. So the average for 2 six-sided dice is 7, and they rolled 216,000 of these things. So the Trivium actually made the estimate, and they said they rolled a total of 756,000.
Nice.
So on average,
crit damage.
Double damage.
The truck was undamaged, and the people were fine in it. It just
the
it
truck was like, undamaged.
Yeah, the truck was totally undamaged.
Was it like a box truck or something?
I'm guessing it was like a open
it was a dump
one?
Truck filled with free roaming dice. It's like they weren't on anything.
The best was
it's like a rusty truck too. Like
The best was they had like. Employees come out and shovel the fucking dust off the thing. And also the highway emergency response operators apparently helped them as well.
That's awesome.
Just
so
shoveling dice off the road.
My next D&D game, I'm going to piss the DM off because I'm going to request a special item. That's the Trivium Game Studios delivery truck. I get to use it one time
and just dumps.
And whatever I want, it rolls a 736,000 or whatever.
It rolls 216,000 D6s.
Yep.
I would kill myself just trying to figure out how to do that.
Jesus Christ. Whatever number they estimated that it rolled, that's automatically what it rolls. Yep.
You automatically get 756,000 damage.
Yes. Well, whether it's damage or that's your initiative.
Wasted
on a stealth check.
Yep.
So stealthy.
I'm going to use it on my intimidation.
The best is you roll it and then it's like, oh no, you have heavy armor. You have a disadvantage. So you only get the one really high and then crit fail the other one. It's like, fuck. So yeah, apparently they're talking about a 2020 game they were launching that involved all these dice. It looks like they're all the
all
same
of them.
Exact
that
dice.
Was for one copy that of the game.
One game. You got to buy three pallets worth of Chessex dice. Apparently the game's supposed to launch in 2020 and they know this sucks to have happen, but they're pretty positive about
Honestly, have you ever heard of them before today?
No.
Trivium? No.
There we go. This is free advertising for them. They probably did this shit on purpose.
Just fucking threw this shit out.
Like, this is whatever this game is probably going to sell better because of this, because it's a funny story. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just a good story.
Oh, God. Someone in the comments for the article were like, imagine if they rolled 216,000, which is the number of dice they had.
All ones.
It's like, okay, there it's going.
That would be the worst crit fail ever.
Jesus. It's just like funny that like, you see the pictures.
Oh,
and it's
I know.
Just
they're
like
fucking everywhere.
The car, and it's just like all the fucking bags and bags of dice.
It's so great.
Oh, it hurts just to think like all those dice are now. And they had to shovel them up because they got to save as many as possible.
Yeah.
But like, I wonder if they'll come out with like cool editions. Like, oh, this is like the crash edition. Yeah. Like, the dice all fucked up and shit.
Every bag comes with a little bit of gravel in it.
Nice.
I mean, that'd
shoveled
be
by employee number four.
What's the name of the company? Trivium?
Trivium Game Studios.
TRIVIUM.
Yes, Trivium like the band.
Yeah, you'll just get shit about the band. I could never find anything about the actual company. So the company could not exist, and there was just some crazy people shipping 216,000 dice.
Do you remember the Misheard Lyrics video on YouTube from Trivium? Anyone who hasn't seen it, Google or just YouTube Trivium Misheard Lyrics. That was some like, that was like original YouTube shit for us.
Yeah.
Like, that was like 2006 we watched that stuff.
That was before YouTube almost.
Yep.
So yeah, if you're in Atlanta on Interstate 75, go see if you can get some free dice.
Yeah.
You never know. Moving on, Dom.
So Square Enix has revealed in a recent, I don't know, gameplay trailer or whatever, that they're introducing a classic mode battle system into the Final Fantasy VII remake. Because the combat system is so vastly different from what Final Fantasy VII was a turn-based
RPG. Very slow game.
Yeah, and so this is more like, haven't really seen it. The way that it's been described, so most people are saying like, okay, this looks like Kingdom Hearts, kind of like, not necessarily button masher, but that type of Final Fantasy XV was similar to that, like kind of, which I liked. I liked the combat in Final Fantasy XV a lot.
And they're trying to keep it updated. Not looking to go back.
Exactly. But the way that it's being described by Square Enix sounds more to me like Final Fantasy XIII, where you're kind of moving back and forth and the action is taking place based off of the button combinations that you hit, the options that you choose.
It's like quick time event kind of shit?
Not really, but like, Well, I'll get into that in a second. Okay. So that's kind of what this classic mode is. People were expecting it to kind of scratch that itch for the Final Fantasy VII purists who are, you know,
which just go play fucking Final Fantasy VII. Why the fuck are you?
I don't know. I would love if they remade Final Fantasy VII or eight. Just with
they just came out with a
HD remaster though. I want like a full remake that's exactly the same, and that's what other people are looking for.
I would like it if they did that, but did the Final Fantasy 15 combat.
Yes, that would be cool too. Cool. And so
also make a storyline that makes sense, but then you just throw Final Fantasy 8 out the window because shit doesn't make any sense.
So this is the classic mode, which kind of combines the two. So it combines the active active time battle or ATB system with the combat system in the new Final Fantasy games. It sounds to me kind of like what Final Fantasy 13 was, where basically you hit a button and said, I want to do this attack, and you just watched the action happen. And like you could automate all of that and just like say, I want to do this attack, then this attack, and then this attack, and then just watch the action happen.
Okay.
So it's just like really did not like.
So it's like a quicker version of the old system where it was just like basically, everyone had a round.
Yeah. It's more of like an action packed version, which somehow to me was more boring.
Yeah. Cause you just like clicked a bunch of buttons and then just watched.
Yeah, it was like watching something. It was cool stuff that was happening that you wish you were doing, but instead you were just selecting and watching somebody else do it. So it just wasn't that fun.
Yeah.
So this is similar to that, in which you're putting the button, you're telling the character what to do, and then they're going to do it while you strafe and dodge and stuff. So there's still a little bit of strategy involved there, but it's not true turn-based combat.
Yeah, it feels like half and half.
Exactly. So it's a little shitty. It's just not gonna, if you're a purist for Final Fantasy VII, you're not gonna love this.
Yeah,
but it will be better than what the new system is, if that's not what you're looking for. But then I started reading the comments on IGN.
Well, first of all, why?
Yeah, well, because I'm a sadist. And holy shit, like, I never knew that there was such a, it wasn't a flame war, but it was like this huge childish debate about what type of battle system Final Fantasy VII actually had.
Wow.
Because they had the
turn-based.
Well, oh, don't you dare say that. So people are like, it's not going to be, they were tearing apart the reviewer for not knowing anything about Final Fantasy VII, because if you knew anything about Final Fantasy VII, you would know that it's not turn-based combat, it's the ATB system. And the ATB system difference is that, well, turn-based combat is when it's your turn, you select, everything pauses and you select your action. During the ATB, you have your meter and the timing in the world still goes around you. So if you're taking a long time to select your option, then somebody else whose meter fills up and it's they can go and they can get priority over you because you took too long, because it's active time.
It's
the
turn.
Same fucking thing. There is that much of a little difference.
It still takes a turn for you to go.
Exactly.
Just because you fucked up and didn't go.
Just because,
doesn't mean you didn't have a turn to begin with.
It's basically, does time continue or does time stop when your meter fills up? That's all it is. That's the only difference.
For your turn.
Yeah. Like, and man, these people are fucking going at each other.
People in the Final Fantasy are fucking crazy people.
But now I'm wondering, is it actually that meter filling up? Is time actually still going, or is that just like somebody technically reacted faster than you?
No. So if my meter fills up and I'm in the process of selecting what action I want to do.
Is that a time thing, though? Does that meter fill up as time goes by?
Yeah, it's like waiting for your turn.
Okay.
And then you can adjust that, or you can alter that based on if somebody slows you, your meter fills up slower, so it takes longer for you to go. If you go in like Berserker or something, your meter fills up really quick, but you can't select your action, you just do the same attack over and over.
Yeah.
So those are the different things.
So if you used haste or slow.
Exactly. Yeah. So like if my meter fills up and TJ's is still halfway, obviously this is a multiplayer, but just and I'm selecting my action of what I want to do, and I'm like, oh, do I want to use a potion? Do I want to use magic? Do I want to use a summon? And his meter fills levels up, he can then attack me because it's just whoever goes quickest wins.
Yeah.
Based other than turn-based combat is when my meter fills up, it's my turn and everybody else stops until I select my action.
Initiatives don't change.
Exactly. The funniest thing to me is that Final Fantasy VII and VIII, and I'm probably IX as well, have the option of which you want to do. There's an option in the options called wait. You can either put it to wait or active, which changes what it is.
Yeah.
So these people are fighting over which style Final Fantasy VII actually is when it doesn't even matter because it's both. You can do either one. Huh. Like,
it's I don't know what it is about that series that people are crazy about, especially seven.
I don't know either. Like, okay, Final Fantasy VII was it was a really important game because it changed what JRPGs could be.
Yeah,
like it took it to the new generation. It's the same
solidified the format.
Right, it's the same type of like kind of staple
format
in like GoldenEye and Super Mario 64. Like they changed the landscape of those types of games. But like, imagine that people today were still like GoldenEye is the best first person shooter ever. And anything other than that sucks ass.
Yeah.
You would never hear anyone say that. You can like other games.
Fuck, it sucks dick
yeah,
now.
It does not hold up well at all.
It memorized the maps.
I've seen people do a source version of GoldenEye and that looks fun.
Interesting. Because
it's the same maps.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it doesn't, it's not finished. If it was finished, it could be really good. It has the elements like of being really good. Yeah. I played it and I'm like, this could be really
broken,
good.
But like you get on the maps and you're like, oh shit, yeah. I remember where everything is.
Like built on top of Gary's mod?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like its own.
I mean, everything is, but
yeah, it's more or less. So great. And then like some of the other comments were talking about. There's all right. So whenever you're talking about video games, there's always going to be those people who, for whatever reason, think that anything that they don't like is below them.
Yeah.
Not that it just sucks and you're stupid for liking it. You're not as good. You're not a real gamer because you don't like the same thing they like. So there was a guy who was shit talking the new style of combat and he hates those button mashing games, even though they're not button mashing at all.
No, you have to. I mean, you can button mash, of but course you're going to die right. really quickly.
God of War is not a button mashing game. It's a hack and slash game. Kingdom Hearts is not a button mashing game. Just because there's one button that attacks doesn't make it a button mashing game. So then he started saying that he played 2 hours of the first Bayonetta game and then turned it off because he didn't do anything other than hit the attack button over and over again and he beat the game. Or he got 2 hours in and it was boring, so he turned it off. And everyone's like, you literally cannot just hit that button. Like you have to dodge, you have to parry, and he's like, no, I didn't do anything. All I did was hit the button over and over again and I beat everybody. And then he's like, the same thing with Kingdom Hearts 3. He's like, I beat almost the entire game only hitting the attack button. I maybe healed once or twice. And everyone's like, bullshit.
So like easiest setting.
Everything's on normal. I did everything on normal difficulty. And everyone's just like, you're such a fucking liar. Like all you did was stand there, maybe strafe side to side and hit the attack button over and over and everybody died. Go fuck yourself.
But the difference is, so now you're just gonna select what you want to do and have the game do it for you.
That's what everyone's saying. Like,
what the fuck is the big deal?
He's like digging himself into a hole and I'm just laughing because I'm like, this guy has no leg to stand on. His entire argument is, I'm better than you because I like this style of combat better. And everyone's like, nobody gives a shit.
Turn-based?
Yeah, if you
like... play an RTS then.
Well, exactly. RTSs aren't turn-based.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are turn-based RTSs.
Oh, yeah, there are. Yeah, like,
Anyway.
Like, Fire Emblem is kind of like that. But, like, people are like, if you like turn-based combat, that's fine. Like, you can like that all you want. But, like, you're not better than other people because you like that. And he's, like, explaining why it's better. And he's like, button mashers are, like, he's, like, talking shit about how, like, button mashers are just for kids so they can just easily beat a game. And there's actual strategy involved in turn-based combat and ATB. And it's, like...
I feel like it's way more intense... playing a so-called button masher than it is the
turn-based. You know what's an intense button masher? our YouTube page. So make sure to check out our YouTube and button mash that button, like button. Button mash
smash that right subscribe button.
Just hit it once, though.
Smash
don't
it.
Just keep clicking it.
No, no. Keep doing it.
Forever.
Time, forever. Like a subscribe.
Whenever you get tired, let it go. And then whatever you had it, that's it forever.
Until the next video.
I mean, I went down that rabbit hole of like, I'm reading this article about Final Fantasy VII.
IGN comments, man.
They're
fucking,
so funny.
They hate everyone and everything.
I know. It's almost as bad as the Kotaku comments.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, this is worse.
Yeah, like, it's just no matter what it is, they hate it. Yeah. And they're going to tell you why you're stupid for not hating it. And it's so goddamn funny.
It's but like, I just want cool things.
Yeah, but if you need a good palate cleanser for comments, just head over to Pornhub.
Yeah.
Read some Pornhub comments.
First, the Pornhub comments are so positive all the time. It's so great.
Or go to like r/ gone wild or like r/ tip your penis.
That's shit.
Because all it is okay, I want to look at this porn. Oh, here's the link for it. Oh, thanks. And done. Conversation's over. Everyone's got the dick in their hand. They're good to go.
Happy. You're not wrong.
Done.
No, I love r/ Pornhub comments. It's just like, I think one of them was like my favorite was like a 13-year-old kid who was just like, I'm in like ninth grade and I'm having trouble with like this math problem. Can anyone help me?
Yeah.
A bunch of people are like, yeah, you just got to do this.
Yeah,
this,
they
this,
actually
this.
Help him.
It's
like,
it,
to
really
me, it's funny. We've talked about this before, how like Pornhub is the best company on the fucking planet right now.
They're
like,
literally saving the planet.
They're saving the planet. Like, they're the only company
constantly.
That's like positive towards everything, and like, and their comment section are positive. And like, who would have thought that the most positive company in the entire world right now would be a fucking porn
sex one? Because
website.
They're accepting to everything. Yeah. I mean, have you looked at Pornhub lately? Like, the videos on
there? No, I have not.
The only thing I don't know about, and I'd be interested in checking into, is just how good they are for the porn industry, because I feel like that's one of those industries that's like really rife with like sexual abuse and drug abuse and,
well,
just
and also
like
just
that.
Money in general, right?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Just
I mean,
like,
I haven't heard anything bad.
Yeah, and
so that's positive, and they keep growing. And
you know
people,
what else keeps growing?
What up?
And people are
my clit.
Gross. And people are partnered with them and stuff. So like, it must be. At least pretty decent.
Yeah.
Well, they sell sweatshirts. I know that.
Do they?
Yeah. Christmas sweatshirts.
Nice. Oh, weird. Yeah. I've seen the ugly Christmas sweater. Yeah.
Yep. So go check out Pornhub.
Pornhub?
Is
wait,
that
is that
we're doing?
Where were we again?
Final Fantasy VII's remake introducing a classic mode that everyone fucking hates because God knows why.
And we're moving from YouTube to Pornhub.
Obviously.
Yep.
Obviously. There's less restrictions. We can say fuck in the first minute.
And we can also probably get a viewership.
Oh!
We just got to put, like, big titties gone wild on there, and everyone from the 90s will be like, oh, gone wild, I haven't seen that in ages. I haven't seen that since the commercials I used to have to grab at, like, 1 in the morning.
Yeah, on Comedy Central.
Yep. That was the only time you saw Bailey Tit.
Yep.
So moving on from tits to
BarelyTit.com.
Tit.com. If it's not there, go get it.
Can we start that website?
BarelyTit.
Barely,
that's a fucking website.
BarelyTit.com. I'm going to look for it right now.
So while you're Googling
BarelyTit.com. Yeah, hold on, because it's got to be one of those websites where it's like,
wait, is that it? Is that a tit? No, that's barely
that's
a tit, man. Like, you got to like
that
vote.
Side boob?
Yeah, it's just like pictures. You got to vote if it like is like a boob or not.
Is it for
is
sale?
It barelytits.com server IP address could not be found.
Oh, it's for sale. Time to get barely tits.
Let's buy barelytit.com.
We have to look how much that is up later. So moving on from that to more fucking. Fucking Rockstar.
Yeah.
So Rockstar just released a new digital launcher. Hey. For its games for PC.
Thanks, Epic Games.
The new
worst.
Launcher.
Worst.
The new launcher called.
It's $12.
Is it?
Wait, what?
$12 $12 for the first year.
I thought you were saying the launcher was $12. No. Like, who fucking pays for a game launcher?
Oh, we'll get there.
We could do barelytit.biz for $8.
Oh, yeah.
Can we put those on the fucking our cards?
Yeah.
Can we get a .org?
BarelyTit.tv is actually $45.
Oh yeah, no, the .tv's ones are really expensive.
Yeah, any of the other weird like little domain names.
So anyway, back to fucking Rockstar. So the title of this new launcher is Rockstar Games Launcher. Yep. Creative, as usual. So they will be like a Blizzard or an Epic game launcher. You'll be able to download games from their store, be able to get sales and stuff like that, and play through the launcher. You'll also be getting, if you sign up now, you get a free copy of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which is like a 12-year-old game at this point.
Yep.
So, woo! It'll also auto-detect any games that you already have from Rockstar, so if you have stuff in Steam or anything like that.
You're at like GTA 5 for PC?
Yeah. So for on Steam, but the problem is,
or Red Dead Redemption 2 for PC.
Yep. So any of those you have bought through Steam, the problem is it'll launch it through Steam. So you click a button in their launcher that'll launch Steam, and then it'll launch it from there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So if you bought anything that's not on their launcher, it'll launch whatever it is, and then play the game, which is
what?
The dumbest thing
that's painful
I've ever seen. Yeah, it's literally a button that says play on Steam.
Oh my god. I have a button like that already. It's in Steam.
Apparently, the launcher also features cloud saves and automatic updates, which I already happens.
So does Steam.
It already does all that shit.
Speaking of Steam,
apparently the launcher is also a pile of crap.
I'm sure.
It barely works.
And every launcher is like that in the beginning. All of them.
It's a nightmare and a half.
Again, you can't beat Steam, which was literally created in like 1998.
Apparently. The San Andreas is apparently the same version that's on Steam, which is based on the mobile port. And is missing...
It's missing the hot coffee mod, isn't it?
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
It's also missing graphical touches and songs as well, because they lost,
they lost the rights to them.
And stuff.
Yep.
So you're actually playing the mobile version of San Andreas that is on Steam already.
Sign me up.
I'm right on top of that shit. Why? Like, there's no reason to do this whatsoever.
Why?
Like, there's no...
It's because they can keep more profits for the new stuff.
Yeah. It's because all these companies are now going to try and go up against Steam. Just, you know, like Epic Games did. And, you know, Epic Games got really fucking lucky with Borderlands 3. And they made it work.
Yeah.
And now everyone else is going to jump on
Metro
this fucking bandwagon.
Come out at the same time, too.
So I feel like everything that's happening to Steam right now is like what happened to Netflix.
Epic,
you know,
didn't get lucky with Borderlands. They got Borderlands because of Fortnite.
That's
because
true.
Fortnite is
so goddamn popular
and makes them so much money that...
You're right.
Gearbox, I think.
Yeah, Gearbox.
They probably saw a money-making opportunity.
Yeah, and they probably get more percentage than what Steam gives
them. No, that's true. And again, like, it gets more money to the developers, which is always
great.
Publishers. Yeah. That's the end goal. Yeah. But, not the developers.
Developers are still fucked.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're an independent, like, whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. But again, like, this feels very much like I feel like Netflix and Hulu were always, like, the big ones, whereas, like, Steam and, like, maybe, let's say, Origin, even though I don't think that's true.
At this point, Blizzard, Battle.net is.
Yeah,
but
very specific to...
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
they're very
true,
specific to their
like,
games.
It's only Blizzard games.
Well, so is Origin. It's all EA games.
Yeah, but there's still other EA-owned, like, publishing companies and stuff will put games on there.
Right.
Like, Blizzard is just Blizzard games. Like, they don't really... Is it different now?
Well, it's Activision too, because they're partnered with Activision.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Modern
yeah,
Warfare.
But you see, like, would you see those games?
Yeah, it's on there.
Oh shit!
Black Ops 4 is on there. Destiny is on there.
On Battle.net?
That's where I have Destiny's on Battle.net.
Oh shit! I didn't know that.
I thought it was through.
Damn.
Nope. Destiny's on Battle.net.
Wow.
Maybe Steam.
The new Modern Warfare is going to be on Battle.net.
Yeah.
Because it's Blizzard or Activision Blizzard now.
The new Destiny is going to be on Stadia.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's just what it feels like to me. Like, it's that same kind of battle where, you know, there's like the either one or like one and like a slightly less competing one. And now everybody's just going to like all these streaming services are coming out. Now it's like all these game launchers.
We're
going
to get to the point
out.
Where it gets choked, where people are
we're already
done.
We're already there.
Yeah. Especially with streaming stuff. We're already like
fucking
done.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's going to go back to people going to go to the store, buy a CD, put the CD in their laptop.
Yeah. You have, well, we have Steam. You have Battle.net, you have Origin, you have Uplay, you have Epic, you now have Rockstar.
And you have all these take up room on your computer.
Yep.
So now, on top of all the games that are 100 gig plus games, you now have all these fucking launchers on top of that.
Yeah, and I just counted six off the top of my head.
Launch into each other.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, why do we need a launcher? Like, what happened to the days where you could just launch a game?
Yeah. Those, you don't get enough money from those.
My desktop doesn't have the room. You want me to put icons on my desktop?
Yeah, what the fuck is that bullshit?
I mean, like, yeah, I guess it's useful for that because you have like a single place where you can launch all of your games. And I think the automatic updates is huge. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a big thing,
but
too.
Like, God damn.
You have to go into their website, find a folder.
Xbox has theirs too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Microsoft's got theirs. Yeah. So, like,
I still launch everything out of Steam. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
There's. Huh?
I don't know.
Because you can add non-Steam games, right?
And I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And then you can choose
But, like,
that.
A lot of the games I play are on Steam to begin with.
That's
so.
True.
Yeah. All you have to do is, when you add a game, you just point it to the executable on your computer.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's other stuff, too. Like, I think my video, like, my NVIDIA stuff, I think there's something in there that will launch games as well.
My NVIDIA GeForce experience has... Yeah. Has a game launcher in there too.
Oh, they're shitty programs that don't do anything.
First
for
of all,
you,
that GeForce experience is trash.
Oh yeah,
I can't update my video card through it because it blue screens my computer.
Nice.
I have to go to NVIDIA's website and download
the files.
The files.
This is like 1994.
Yep. I don't know if it's this model of video. I have the GTX 1070, and I don't know if it's that, but I was watching Netflix on my computer, and I turned off my USB hub. It's a powered USB hub, and I turned that off because I didn't want it on anymore, and it blue screened my computer then too. Like,
wow.
I've had nothing but problems since I got this video
card. It's a program that allows you to do everything by not allowing you to do anything.
Yep.
Because it gives you like all these buttons you can click and all these things you can change, but they don't.
They all break your computer.
Yeah, they all break your computer or don't do fucking anything at all, and drives me fucking nuts when I look at them. So yeah, grab Rockstar's launcher so you can launch Rockstar games from Steam through the Rockstar launcher.
Yeah, what are they? They didn't even debut it with a game like.
No, they just launched it.
Yeah. Like,
and they're giving you a game that's like 15 years old.
But that's the thing is, like, think about this logically. Why do you need it right now?
No reason.
There's no reason because there is nothing there.
I don't know if they've taken it off of Steam or not. I don't think it doesn't say in the article if they've taken it off of Steam.
Yeah.
So, like, why?
That's what I mean. Like, it would make more sense. It wouldn't make sense. It would make more sense if the next game they came out with, GTA 6, let's say, or whatever the fuck they come out with next, was exclusive to the Rockstar launcher.
The thing is, they might be testing this for the next GTA, because there's been leaks lately of 6 being worked on currently.
Yeah, but...
So, like...
You're going to test this now? If we haven't even had GTA 6 announced, let alone shown,
well, they know
it's got to be 4 years away at best.
They know that Epic fucked up with theirs in the beginning because that thing's a fucking nightmare and a half. Yeah. Still is, but maybe they're thinking, all right, let's perfect this thing so when the game does launch, this thing's perfect.
To me, it should have been E3 next year. When they announce GTA 6, that's when they announce the launcher, and they say, you can get the launcher today, and you can test it out with your current Rockstar games, so that when GTA 6 does launch, everything is great.
Yeah, it is a little
weird. It should have been like a beta version from now until then, and you can download and use the beta version so that we can perfect it, so that when GTA 6 launches, the only issues are the Rockstar servers, and you can't connect to GTA alone for a month.
Yes.
Which are still a problem. I've been dropped from games before.
It's never going to end. It'll never end.
They're terrible. So, yeah, don't fucking download it. Please, for the love of God, don't download this thing. That's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at genfailcast. Like and subscribe to us on Twitch and YouTube. And if you like what you've heard from us, consider leaving us a review on iTunes. Reach out to us with any questions or topics you'd like to discuss, and we'll discuss them on air. I can talk.
Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye.